This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM Channel 371.
The commissioner of the ACC, Jim Phillips, joins us. First of all, we got the invite at the tip-off. You said, Pack, October 29th, first championship. It's time to go. You're the rabbit. We got the chariot of champions. I'm ready to go, man. We're 1 hour away.
How happy is he?
He is jacked. Let me just tell you. He's been jacked. He couldn't even sleep last night. He
was so excited. I don't ever sleep. He's got time for that nonsense.
We love having you here. That's honestly great. To kick off our 21-22 championship season, no better place to start it off with. And you've been talking about this for how long?
Oh, this was a goofy idea off a highlight about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And Wes, we're showing cross-country championship highlights, and the guy driving the cart was coming up over like a dune buggy. I said, Wes, we got to be in the cart. He's like, no, Pack, we can't. I said, we're going to go in the cart. And so that's how the thing got started, and it's now morphed into the fact that we're about an hour away from loading up, and let this thing go.
You don't look nervous at all.
I'm not
ready
nervous.
To go.
I've been on so many golf courses in my life. Now, this golf cart, though, it's not a golf cart. It's like five. We got five rows. We can invite, like...
That's a limo.
The whole Phillips family could fit in there, huh?
We could put all kinds of people here. And so this thing's ready to rock. They say it goes up to about 20 miles an hour. It's got good tires. We have tough conditions. I'm ready. You kidding?
You getting on that cart?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm pilot. I'm kind of directing traffic, maybe holding the camera. But how about it? Championships, man. It's time.
It really is. And you'll see some of the very best student athletes here today, both on the men's and women's side. A lot of ranked individuals, a lot of ranked teams. And it's a great way just to kick off the ACC championship season. And as we've talked about in the past, you know, these student athletes work considerably hard through the off season, during the season, and a chance to compete for an ACC championship is pretty special.
There's no question about it.
What's it like being back in Notre Dame? It's been a busy week for
you. It's been a really busy week, Pac. Yeah. We started Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Really appreciate Father Jenkins and Jack Swarbrick, Missy Conboy hosting 3 days of our ACC fall joint meeting. So we had our athletic directors, we had our SWAs and faculty athletic reps together for the first time in almost 2 years because of COVID, and certainly my first time together with the group. And there's a lot of national issues that we're talking about, so you kind of work inward and out. And so we started with a bunch of ACC topics and then worked out nationally, but a really productive nearly 3 days of work.
All right, we've got so many things to start with here. College football playoff. We got the first poll coming out Tuesday, which is great. Finally get a lay of the land of what's going on. Big picture, though. College football playoff and expansion. It's been a hot topic all summer long.
Looking forward to going to Dallas next week. Next Wednesday and Thursday, the committee will get together and we'll talk about the proposed 12-team playoff and if there's some variations to that. And maybe it's a different type of format, or maybe it's that format. But we'll get together, we'll discuss it. It'll be the 10 commissioners and Jack Swarbrick from Notre Dame, so the 11 of us. And at some point, we'll try to make a decision unanimously to push forward to the board, which comprises of those 11 presidents.
So when can that happen? I mean, in best case scenario is what? Worst case scenario is what with that?
Well, I don't think there's a worst case scenario. I think we're under a time frame where if you're going to do this, if you're going to expand the playoff prematurely based on the contract we have right now, which is 12 years, we're in year 8, then you're going to have some kind of decision by the end of maybe or the middle of January. So you have a couple months, 2.5 months or so to get it to where you want it to be. If not, then you stay at the 4, and then there'll be a new cycle in 2026.
When you look at this in the meetings that you have, all the topics that you discuss, I have to think that the alliance was certainly on the top of mind. Was there any more details ironed out or any more direction on just quite what this alliance is going to mean moving forward?
Yeah, Eric, the alliance was kind of twofold. One was we had a destabilization, and it's still kind of going on in college athletics relative to conference affiliation. And to get together with the Big Ten and the Pac-12, the first issue was that those 41 schools felt like we were not going to take part of any kind of expansion. We felt good about our membership, and so that was the initial piece of it. But joining with that was this opportunity to have expansion without changing membership, meaning doing some things with those other conferences in a way where it allows you to expand your reach right? And not only get into the Midwest, but get out to the West Coast and start to do some things. And it really falls under three categories. One is, how can we work together on the student-athlete experience? What are the best practices across these 41 institutions? The second part of it is, can we get together on legislation? Can we get together on championships? Can we get together with these like-minded conferences to start to drive some of the future of college athletics in collaboration with all other conferences? So this isn't some type of voting block. This is just an opportunity to get together and be a player at the table, if you will. And then the third is to create new events,
right?
Create an opportunity to maybe get into some cities, into some regions in the country that we haven't been too often. And I'm super excited about that. And you're going to start seeing that. Football takes much longer, as you know, because those schedules are so far in advance. But when you look at basketballs and the Olympic sports, we're already starting to see some movements. We'll enjoy the ACC Big Ten Challenge that's getting ready to come on the men's and women's basketball side. But I think you're going to see in the next 6 to 12 months some really cool events.
Have we advised, you know, athletic directors or coaches and say, hey, let's stop scheduling so far ahead for football. Let's see if this alliance thing can really shake out, or is that just all so far away that it's almost silly to try to plan?
Well, I think with the two other conferences, we really tried to get a halt on any future scheduling. Can't do anything as it relates to current contracts. We're going to honor all those contracts. But we can do something moving forward. So it's going to take us a little while to get to where we want to get to. I think the Big Ten and the Pac-12, it's been noted, are thinking about reducing maybe one potential conference game and going from 9 to 8 where we are, which will give us some more flexibility.
Yeah.
Speaking of flexibility, this week, where's the headquarters going? Stay in Greensboro? Are we moving? What are we doing? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's been a very transparent process, Mark, because it matters, right? And it matters to the city of Greensboro. It matters to the ACC. It started back in May or so when the decision was made to have an evaluation, an assessment of the conference office staffing structure, and it would only be right for us to include the location. It had come up so much during my transition, even before I accepted the job, when I first got the job, and it's the right thing to do after the period of time that we've been in. The conference doesn't look the same as it did in 1953, and so we have 15 members, and in the end, the ACC serves those 15 member institutions. And we've had terrific dialogue with the city of Greensboro, who I know loves the relationship, and we love the relationship we've had with the city of Greensboro. And so we're doing it very systematically. We've gone to phase two of that, which means now we're going to talk to some other cities. And if you're going to assess where you're at in Greensboro, there has to be some comparisons, right, at some point. So that's the beginning process of that. No predetermined outcome. We'll let this thing go in the direction that it needs to go. And, hopefully by the end of that first quarter of 2022, we'll have a decision.
Hey, we got room in the house.
You do? with the dogs?
With the hounds?
There's a whole other side of the basement that's untouched.
I'm just saying. You got the studio there at the house anyhow. The pups are already the stars of the show. Max spends a night once or twice a week.
I'll give up the suite.
I'll give it up. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to influence you. I hope you go where you got to go on that thing, but we got room, Kamish. Just saying.
Appreciate it.
How about this first football season, man? I mean, total chaos. We see the league at times flip on top of its head, but really competitive games. This has been the most competitive league that we've seen. When you look at the scores, when you look at the upsets, the margin of victories, how's it been year one?
It's been outstanding. I think the way I assess it is ACC football is getting better. It just is. When I looked at the standings, I don't think we have a team that hasn't won at least three games, which is basically half of how many they've played, and then we're up to 6 or 7 at the top end. Any team can beat anyone on any given weekend, and as we've seen, the games have been great. I think it was 2 weekends ago, we had several teams that had byes. Maybe we played 5 games, and 4 of those games were either at the end of regulation in the last minute or an overtime game. So it's really unpredictable. We had a chance to talk with a couple reps of the CFP selection process yesterday, Paula Bolvin and Mitch Barnhart, and we had a chance to talk about 3 or 4 of our teams as we look towards the playoff.
It's also been, it's not just an ACC thing, it's a college football thing this year. 52 ranked teams have lost games, 30 to unranked teams. It just seems to be the norm. Every Saturday, you turn on a game. It doesn't matter if you got a number beside your name or not. You're going down. And I think it's going to make for an amazing college football playoff in the New Year's Day Six Bowls and the trickle-down effect. But it's been as unpredictable a year of college football as I can ever remember.
I agree. And this is near and dear to your heart, Eric, and you're the expert of the group. But when you look at the transfer portal, right, you look at the COVID issues that have allowed student-athletes to stay on another year or two, the rosters are tough to really kind of sift through about who has who and what kind of team are they going to have, because you got some new players coming in every year, whether it's through high school attrition, matriculation, or through the transfer portal. You get some new players. You got some COVID student athletes, because of COVID, have stuck around for an additional year. It's made it so exciting. I don't think the coaches like it as much as we do.
Roster management, we need some GMs on the staff.
Exactly.
No, but by the way, there's always committees being formed left or right. It seems like every day I read something that you're involved with a new committee. How do you find all the time in the day? You're juggling like 15 balls at once.
I don't know, Pac. I honestly wasn't looking for more work to do. But we're at such a critical stage in college athletics. I'm honored to serve. I really am. And I'm honored to represent the ACC. And I think we all want the ACC to be one of the leaders in the future of college athletics. So I'm honored. These committees have worked hard. I really give credit to the Board of Governors and to the NCAA for understanding that the current system is not sustainable. It's broken. And this is a chance for us to get it rectified and have a 21st century model. So moving from the Constitution Committee to this transitional committee will be a yeoman's chore to try to get to the end game, which is next August, to have a new structure, to have a new model that reflects what college athletics is today.
You have to. You kind of keep up with the times. Happy that you're leading the way in this thing with us, man. We're so grateful for you being here with us today and making this happen. It's been a great time so far.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you being here. Love having Pac here.
The man.
Because when you can deliver a dream that somebody's had, that's pretty cool.
That's what you did. That is what you did today.
Before you leave, though, so when we drop the rag and the rabbit comes zipping down here with the big tires and everything else, where are you going to be? Have you figured out what you're doing?
I haven't. I have a couple of my kids are here and my wife are here. And she's the racer of the family. And so she's completed a few marathons. So I have learned on how to get from point A to point B to see runners before they get to those spots. So I'm going to I got my jogging shoes on today, and I'm going to try to get to three or four spots before they reach the finish line.
You are a smart guy. You know what? When you know you're over your head with stuff, you got to make sure you surround yourself with smart people. It's like with me with Mac. You want to talk football? Hey, Mac, break the whole thing down. When you have a marathon runner, a real runner that knows the nuances, get out of the way and let her take care of business.
You got it.
Right?
You got it.
You're a smart guy. You're still the man, though, right?
Absolutely.
You're the man.
He's the man.
Come on, baby. Come on.
There's the commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference, Jim Phillips. When we come back, we got more football. And guess what? We're going to take this bad boy for a ride. You got it. The Chariot of Champions. We're going to find out what it can really do. 20 miles an hour or higher. All that's coming up right here on ACC Network.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
All right, you ready to roll?
I'm ready for something. Everybody, run for your lives. Here we go. This is in honor of the commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference, Jim Phillips. Here we go.
So we have the mobile camera here, Pack.
Yes, sir.
You're giving me a tour of the campus. You're familiar with this campus. I mean, you've been here a time or two.
We're going to go check out the course first.
Hey, what are we driving on? Is this a par 5? Is it a par 5 right there?
We're going right to the finish line, right? This is where Hannah Steelman and everybody wants to be.
That's right.
Coming down the stretch, going right to the finish line.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you're hauling right now.
I've got it.
We're at top speed. We're at 21 miles an hour. Not really.
I'll tell you what, it's a bit brisk.
It is. This is a smooth ride. How you doing? Shocks in this thing, and we're about to hit a little bump here. Sorry to everybody at home if you throw up watching.
What's up, timers? How we doing? Happy Halloween. I got treats.
Oh, where's the candy?
My candy's ready.
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Watch out, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that your dog?
Let's
How are you feeling right now? I mean, this truly is a dream come true. This is what I've been waiting on.
They told us not to drive over the greens. As a former golfer, I can respect that. We're just going to, the campus is right here, because you've never been here in Notre Dame.
Right.
So we're just zipping around. Life is good.
Where's that pub?
Gipper's Lounge?
Yeah, well, I know we're on TV, but I mean, you know, go check it out.
I don't think it's open yet. Maybe for us. I mean, we are driving.
You can't be going all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's a very good point. This has been great, though. I mean, look, all the fans are coming.
They're ready. You know, I have not been to a college cross country meet. I didn't know if there would be fans or not, but they're loading it up.
Yeah, they're coming out here. Looking great. I will tell you, they said this thing goes 20. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you've got a little weight on the right side at least. So that probably limits your top speed. This guy's locked in. You don't even see us coming out. What's up, buddy?
Hey,
good luck today.
We're going to go down here. The Florida State women's team.
Is this the favorite?
They're one of them. State's the favorite. Florida State's really good, too. Florida State's in the top 20.
Yeah. Oh, that's this is actually the Hokies, man. It's Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Okay.
I've been to Florida State for a while. All right, we're going to go ahead and...
We're getting back on the track.
Hey, ladies.
We found some keys. I found them by the...
You're on TV right now.
Come on,
say hello.
Virginia Tech Hokies. Come here, everybody.
How are you feeling? Y'all feeling good?
Good. We're ready.
Let's go. Is this the perfect weather to run or what?
Yeah, they're going to be better. Hey, it's better than cross country 2019, if you remember.
That's right.
We're about to swim the cross country.
Who needs some Halloween candy?
Oh, I have some.
I come prepared. What do y'all want?
Does this help before the run, or is this bad?
I usually quick energy.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Don't be shy.
Thank you.
Don't be shy. My wife's a Hokie.
Thank you.
Everybody's good?
All right. Good luck, guys. We'll see y'all.
Go home.
All right. So there we go. All right. So we're delivering.
We have keys.
Good shit. We have keys. Somebody's keys.
I think this is the keys to Gipper's Lounge.
If you lost your keys and you're watching ACC Network right now, they will be in Mark Packer's back pocket. I think whoever's also people that are watching this, they've got to be about to go out, man. We're in some bad turbulence.
I think the back tire is getting a little low.
Sounds like our rental car over there. Somehow we got here. The Hokies are ready. They're jacked up, ready to go. We heard about the weather. Surprising to me, maybe not you, that this is optimal weather.
Watch this guy after that. Watch out.
Say good morning. Oh man, this is the best difference to you. Good morning, good morning. Is that a Gamecock hat? What's wrong with that one, lady? What are you doing
there? This is gonna last. Here comes the Carolina guys.
Yep.
Watch out.
How you feeling?
Good luck tomorrow.
Hey, that guy was locked in. He didn't even barely look at
Sam Howell.
He did look like Sam Howell.
We're over here on the far right side of the fairway. Right, this is where Andrew Brooks, one of our leaders, would hit his tee shot.
For reference, nowhere near a golf course, Drew. If you can hear us, we just found your ball. What is he? Is he a Taylor Made?
Yeah. This looks like the course. We're back on the course again.
Right.
He said it's flat.
A little hilly.
You gotta pay attention to what you're doing here.
Right.
Going down the course here.
Could you imagine running this right now? What we are driving on, guys, is what these men and women are about to be hauling tail on. We just ran over a root. I mean, think of stepping on a root.
Quick
ankle just explodes.
Oh, I mean, this thing's got good handling.
It does. We're drifting over here.
Let's get a little. Tires.
That's a nice green right there. See it better?
Yeah. Not lately.
Look at this, though. I mean, the changing of terrain is very interesting. We got a little fish tail right there.
We got some dogs.
We got some dogs, Chester and Fuller. Say, hey, you're on TV. A little French bulldog. Hello. Syracuse fans out here holding it down.
Hey, Mom, Parker.
How about seeing that? You see that and you're like, all right, we're here. Let's go. Let's fly it up.
By the way.
Oh, hey, cats. I don't know if he saw us or come back or just keep going.
Still in the air.
You guys ever seen anybody wreck on live TV before? Oh, hold on. They said don't drive on the T-bar. Whoa, look out! All right. How was the tour, man?
We're just starting. That's the great thing about it. We're just starting. This thing. Wait till we get about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Wrapping it up.
And it's go time.
Yeah, what we do.
Love it. Been fantastic.
Hey, Packer and Durham after this.
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham. Eric McClain filling in for Wes. We are live from South Bend, Indiana. The Chariot of Champions.
Was that the greatest thing you've ever done on live
good.
TV?
I kind of enjoyed that. I got mud all over me, too, which makes
you're
it
mud?
Better.
Now you're a real country boy. I'm feeling good, man. Where's that F-150 at, baby?
Well, you know, I feel like I've just zipped through. That thing's got good handling.
It does. I mean, right? you weren't phased at all, a little bit of turning. You keep us straight.
No.
Okay, let's do a little checkbox. You have driven a blimp on live
Shoe
TV.
Blimp, the ACC tournament.
You have now driven the Chariot of Champions.
Chariot of Champions.
Is there any other things that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably another day.
Now, listen, ESPN executives are back here shaking their head going, no, you have maxed out. You're done. But no. If you think I'm done with that, there are more things I want to do.
Oh,
more
man.
Things I want to do. But
you
that
deserve
was fun.
It. You deserve That was fun. That was really cool. How about Virginia Tech jumping in there?
Yeah.
They were ready.
They wanted some Halloween candy.
Awesome.
I bought like $25 worth of candy to stick in the Chariot of Champions to throw it to fans and all that stuff. And who knew the Virginia Tech cross-country team was going to go ahead
Probably
and take
gonna
advantage.
Aid them to victory. I mean, the quick burst of energy will get them through the finish line.
Snicker bar never hurt anybody,
That's
as
right.
far as I'm concerned. But it got muddied up, too. That's the best thing about it. It's like nice and muddy.
I'm proud of you, honestly.
Good to go.
You did a great
We're
job.
We're not done with driving that thing
That's
either.
Right.
We're just starting driving that bad boy today, so it's going to be great. But that was fun. Blast.
It was a check a box, man.
Yeah.
You've been calling for that for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now you got to do it.
Yeah.
And do you have like a final speech, like
no.
ceremonial type stuff?
No. That maybe for the champions later
right.
on. Right.
In front of everybody.
Well, if necessary. I mean, the commissioner will do a great job being the dignitary, the class,
right.
and I'll be in the background
exactly.
you know, messing around with the Chariot
of
Champions.
That's what we do.
Very cool. Loved it. It was a blast. We still got games to talk about, too.
More football.
Believe it or not, I'm leaving today. We're road tripping.
Yeah,
you're going back to Hartford for the weekend with the huddle. We're doing that. I'm going down to Death Valley to see what Florida State Clemson is going to look like tomorrow.
Yeah. How jacked up are you for that, first of all?
First, it's the first game I've been to this year, so that's great. So I figured if I can get out of the basement once, maybe I can just stay out of the basement
right.
for a while.
Right. That's
which is
good.
I've been in the basement for, it seems like, a year and a half.
It's going to be a good matchup. Going to be a good game.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Clemson's a favorite. You and I talked about the fact that, hey, we're so used to this game determining who wins the Atlantic and who goes on to win the ACC. They've won the last 10 ACC championships. It's got a different vibe to it, but it's still an important game because both of them, Florida State on a three-game winning streak, feeling good and confident, and Clemson looking to find some kind of identity on the offensive side.
Yeah, that'll be really the biggest story from Clemson, really for the rest of the season, is can these guys figure it out? We hear from Coach Sweeney, we hear from this coaching staff that they're so much closer than folks want to give them credit for. And until proven otherwise, I think we're going to tend to believe the latter there. But we saw flashes against Pittsburgh. There just were more inconsistent plays. There were more harmful plays that just got them in the bind. I mean, if you look at it, it could have been 21-0 very easily for the Tigers. A drop touchdown, another touchdown that wasn't thrown in the right place by DJ. So moving forward, what are those guys going to look like? What is their final identity, going to be? And then for Florida State, very confident in who they are and what they are as a football team, running the ball, understanding they have an elusive, creative quarterback that really can make a lot of great things happen.
Eric, last year, they were going to play in Tallahassee, right? We're going through the whole COVID pandemic, and even on game day, the thing gets canceled, postponed, see you later, and not rescheduled. Anything trigger off that this game, or is that, hey, last year feels like it was a million years ago, different set of circumstance, different teams, whatever, Or do you think there's still a little bit of that, hey, can't believe we just went all the way down to Tallahassee and didn't play a game?
Yeah, you know, I think that will be there a little bit in the back of their mind. But I think that the bigger picture, the overwhelming, you know, kind of taking the scene is just the lack of firepower on the Clemson offense. So I think that that has taken away so much, you know, kind of from that particular piece. I guarantee if this was a normal Clemson team that we have seen for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, that would be a way bigger talking point than it has been. But unfortunately, I think when you look at both these guys, they're just scrapping, trying to figure out a win.
The other thing, too, I think from a Clemson perspective, quarterback, right? What are we going to see? Dabo, of course, was on with me yesterday and said, hey, both guys are going to play. They've got to get some consistency in the quarterback spot. That has been missing all season long.
Yeah, the consistency is the thing, and because you will see flashes from DJ Uiagalelei where he's dropping dimes, and he's throwing the ball extremely well, and then you'll see a receiver drop it, or you'll see him dirt it or throw it, you know, into the fans. And, you know, that's just been the biggest piece, is that there'll be a step forward, 4 steps backward. And so can you eliminate that? Can you feel good about a handful of plays that, okay, we're going to have everybody on the same page. We're going to execute at a high level. And then when Tyson comes in and gets his time, he's got to execute. And whether he goes out first or second or finishes, you know, the game there, it's important to understand that you're in for a reason. Do the play called, execute at a high level, and, you know, you might earn yourself some more playing time.
And for Florida State, they're running the football great in October, better than anybody else in the country from that perspective. You know, confidence is a funny thing, isn't it?
It is.
This is a team a month ago, hey, they're 0-4, going nowhere fast, people wearing bags on their heads looking like fools. And all of a sudden, guess what? You win a game against Syracuse, start to feel good about life. You still win on the road against North Carolina. Down 10, you blow them out from that point on. Florida State kind of feels like they belong all of a sudden.
Absolutely. The confidence, the momentum, which some people don't like to throw that word around, but it is a real thing. You know, I've been in locker rooms where we might have not been perceived as, okay, we can hang in this game. You start getting some things going, you can beat anybody. You feel really good. And so that is where Florida State is right now, that they are going through a rebuild. They are going through a remodel of their program and really overhauling that. You look at these next couple of classes coming in, it's going to be some exciting times for Florida State if they can continue to keep these guys together. And now that we're seeing some buy-in, Jermaine Johnson did a great job with you guys earlier. We've heard from, you know, Jordan Travis countless times that, okay, now we're starting to see some glimpses of this culture. Now, you still need to see it in hard times. You still need to see it when, you know, losses or bad things do occur, because it's easy, Pack, to be feeling great and to be confident. Our culture is great when you're on a 3-game winning streak.
Right. There's no question about that. So that will be an interesting game tomorrow. And it just feels so totally different because we're so used to Clemson, Florida State, both in the top 10, top 15, everything at stake for the Atlantic. And that is not the case tomorrow. Everybody chasing Wake Forest and NC State in the Atlantic division, but still a lot to play for.
There absolutely is. And we've seen crazy things happen. So really for the Tigers specifically, you know, looking at them and saying, hey, our season is not over. We can still finish this thing the right way. And Florida State getting back on track, getting to a nice bowl game, and they'll feel really good about their season.
You know, the other thing, too, I kidded around with Dabo yesterday that there's going to be a tribute to Bobby Bowden and Tommy Bowden, who coached at Clemson and obviously part of the Bowden family. And everybody in the ACC has done that, which I think is a touch of class. And I kidded around with Dabo yesterday. I said, I mean, if you really want to do a tribute to Bobby Bowden, how about you put that punt Ruski play in there and bring that bad boy out at some point in time? Because I will still never forget. Well, it's one of the greatest football games I've ever seen was the Florida State-Clemson game when Deion Sanders runs the punt back. But Bobby Bowden, one of the all-time gutsy, hey, we're rolling the dice, let's go, and pulled off that play. It's just vintage Bowden.
It was. It absolutely was. And so you hope you see a little bit of that in the play calling. Coach Rick, man, he always has so many great stories about Coach Bowden, what he meant to himself and the team. And, you know, there was one thing that's always a constant when you're talking about on the field. He says, hey, buddy, I call the trick plays.
Yeah.
I call the trick plays, buddy. And so it's going to be really cool to see that. And of course, both of our alma maters to honor him the correct way.
Dabo said, hey, you know what? We'll put that in, Pack, but if it doesn't work, you're taking the blame. I said, no, big man. You put that play in there and you have the guts to
run
it.
Right.
It's on you. It better work.
He might call you down. You're going to be there. No, he might say, hey, Pack, let's go.
Well,
Time to call it.
He said, hey, you got to give me the signal. I said, Yeah, I don't know what the signal is to run to punt Ruski. That was, again, one of the all-time great games, one way or the other. All right, we're coming to you, obviously, from South Bend. Coming up at the top of the hour, you got the ACC Cross-Country Championships. We gave you a little flavor of what the course looks like. I got mud all over me, which makes it even better. But also here in South Bend tomorrow, the Tar Heels are here. And, of course, last year this was a conference game. It was played in Chapel Hill, and Notre Dame knocked Sam Howell down six times. We talked about this a little bit briefly earlier. They're going to have to figure out a way to keep Sam Howell upright. That's been a problem with this offensive line. 27 sacks this year for the North Carolina quarterback. That is not a good number.
No, it's absolutely not. And some people say, oh, well, Pack, you know, Virginia's given up 20-plus sacks as well. Well, they throw the ball about 200 times more than you do. So right. When you do the math, it's actually much better, almost half, even though that number looks the same. And that's got to be a big point of emphasis, keeping your quarterback up. And he can help you. He's shown that he's mobile enough. Get that ball out. Get it away. Throw it away. Don't be afraid to just dirt it. Sometimes that's the best play instead of just staring down the middle of the field looking for the home run that is or is not there. But Kyle Hamilton out. Most important player on that Notre Dame defense. I expect Carolina to take big-time advantage of that. Go to the middle of the field early and often test that new player.
Great opportunity for North Carolina, a huge non-conference game in the ACC. The other one is, of course, Virginia on the road at BYU. We talked about the fact that the Hoos have really struggled against ranked teams on the road. They've lost 10 in a row. However, you know what? It had been a long time since they'd gone back-to-back in terms of winning ACC games on the road. They pulled that off. And with this offense, I mean, you've always got a chance.
Yeah, keep checking that box. And I think that that game can get away from BYU. Just what I've seen from them recently, Pack, I'm not sure if it's the same team. And if you get jumped on early, if we're looking at 14-0, Virginia feeling really good, I don't know if BYU can keep up. So the road game has to travel. That offense has to travel and get out with a quick start.
Let's go Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech. A second. We're going to go rapid fire here through some of these games. The Hokies have just been brutal at home. I mean, LLL the last 3 weeks. Maybe finishing with four of the last five on the road could be a blessing in disguise just to kind of get away and new environment and everything else. But, man, Virginia Tech desperately needs a win.
They do. And you, it'd be interesting to see, do they ride Malachi Thomas? Do they get that young freshman who had unbelievable success a week ago, kind of out of nowhere, you know, right at about 21 carries, 150 yards and a hat trick scoring the ball. Can they grow with that? Can they keep that moving in the right direction? Then Georgia Tech feeling really good about what they've seen from Sims. He's thrown for right below or over 300 yards in his last three games and just more developing as that passer. Need to see him be careful with the ball, though. Don't turn it over.
Who do you like in that game?
I'm leaning Georgia Tech. I really am.
At home?
I am. At home. When in doubt. And I think that Sims is going to have a big day. I like what I've seen from him development-wise. And Virginia Tech, they just don't have an identity. They don't know who they are, who they want to be.
Jackets have not beaten Virginia Tech at home since 2017, 3-6 all time. Hokies, for the most part, have always played well in Atlanta. They always bring a bunch of fans. But, again, you just never know with a game like that. BC, Syracuse. Here's one team in Boston College. You and I have been high on them all year, but they're going through this little losing streak. This is really, I think, the lack of Phil Dracovic has really come back to haunt him a little bit. But on the road at Syracuse, Dino Babers gets a big, big win on the road last week, knocking off Virginia Tech in dramatic style. What gives?
Yeah, I think when you look at this BC team, I've had a lot of people kind of asking me, okay, is this a kind of a choke season? Is this a big letdown? I said, no, man, it is so important, that quarterback position. And when he means so much to the offense as he does, I don't think you can take that away. I don't think you can say that about this season. Now, if Phil was there and this is what they were doing, sure, absolutely. But he changed their entire offense. Now they're reverting back, having to figure out who they are, and kind of similar to Virginia Tech, chasing that identity, not sure who they're going to be. And when you look at Cuse, they're very confident about who they are, and they have found an extraordinary 1-2 punch with Sean Tucker, who's been fantastic, leading the country, the only back over 1,000 yards, and then Garrett Schrader to relieve some of that pressure, running the football, scoring a ton of touchdowns on the ground. It's been a really powerful 1-2 punch that Boston College has to find out how to prevent and stop.
All right, real quick, Wake Forest, 13th in the country in the AP poll. We talked about this is the last weekend for teams to impress the College Football Playoff Committee. The Deacs are 7-0. They've never since dirt been 8-0. They were back in 1944 7-0, then lost to Duke. Here comes Duke. to Switzerland.
The biggest thing for me in this game is the Wake Forest defense. I need them to step up. If you want to impress this playoff committee, that's how you do it. You play unbelievable defense. You shut down the run. Duke is the third best rushing offense in the ACC. They've already played 1, 2, and 4. Now you're having another challenge. You have to play better. And honestly, we talked about it earlier, but schematically change. Load up the box. Force them to throw the football, and you'll feel better about their chances.
Mateo Durant. Run the
He's football. Licking his chops.
I give it to him 40 times until he just said, I can't go.
And he can handle it. He's done it before.
He has. Pittsburgh ranked in the top 20. They're 17th in the AP poll. Here comes all of a sudden dangerous Miami. Mr. Van Dyke talked it, walked it, beat NC State last week. He looked really good. You know he's going to force some throws downfield against Pittsburgh and challenge that secondary.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And what does Pittsburgh like to do? They want to be man-to-man. They want to challenge you and say, our guy's better than yours. Let's see if your quarterback can make that throw. So he's going to be challenged all night long, all afternoon long by Pittsburgh. And then what I just want to see from this team moving forward is the maturity to have a big win, get over the hump in playing Clemson, the one of the few teams to beat those guys twice within a five-year span. Take the next step. Don't have a letdown. No letdown by Pitt. And understand that you have a very unique and big-time opportunity in front of you.
Primetime game here on ACC Network, presented by GEICO. Important for NC State, right? They are still within arm's length of Wake Forest in the Atlantic. They're one game back, but they'll see the Deacs in November. But here comes Louisville. Malik Cunningham has been nothing short of sensational. 13 touchdowns running the football. Satterfield this week on the show. So guess what? I like our balance. I really like the way our offensive line's playing. And NC State's banged up on the defensive side.
I like their balance as well. And I think this attack is very hard to prepare for. And now an NC State team that you're minus one of your best leaders, one of your best players in Isaiah Moore. So who's going to step up? How are they going to attack this Louisville team? Because honestly, the key for any team playing Louisville has been try to contain Cunningham, and not too many people have been successful. So the Wolfpack, a really big challenge, but I expect their offense to be able to hang. And if this turns into a track meet, I think they're right there every step of the way. I like the Wolfpack in this game.
All right, there's three teams that we would all agree that Wake Forest, NC State, Pittsburgh right now got a feel that, hey, guess what? We can see Charlotte. We can almost put our arms around it. But there's still teams like Virginia and Clemson, believe it or not, that are still lurking that go, guess what, man? You know what? We catch a break here or there. Win out, we got a chance. This is going to be a crazy race in November.
And I think that's what's making this season even more fun, is that there is a possibility for chaos. There is the possibility of teams that have been there to solidify and hold their ranks. That's not a Clemson that we've seen time and time again, not an FSU that between the two have won the last 10 championships. And there's a little parity. There's a little excitement. And, you know, just to have that photo finish, if you will, for an NC State team, win out, you're in. For a Virginia team, you need a little help, but you can still certainly get into this game.
Even a team like Miami.
It makes it interesting really quickly.
Miami goes 2-4. All of a sudden, a win against NC State. Hey, if you pull off another surprise and win at Pitt, I'm just saying, this has been a crazy year. Nothing seems to make a whole lot of sense.
I don't think anything's off the table, honestly. And we might need to start freshening up ourselves on the tiebreaker rules.
Oh, let's not go there. Let's not get too carried away. It's too early for tiebreakers. Seriously.
Anytime to bring it up. You want to talk Heisman? You want to talk playoff? What do you want to talk about?
No, the tiebreaker bothers me because when you start getting into the what-ifs.
It's just a coin flip.
You're nine deep into what-ifs, and you're like, oh, my God, my head's going to explode. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. We come back one final segment, and then guess what? Coming up at the top of the hour, we drop the rag. That's it. We get ready for the ACC Cross Country Championships. The ladies are up first. The men get cranked up at 11. We'll get all that coming up next right here. Packer and Durham live from South Bend on ACC Network.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham is brought to you by Dish. Tuned into you.
Packer and Durham. Final segment from South Bend, Indiana. And I got to tell you, it feels like it's 45 degrees warmer than it was about 2 hours ago.
I tell you, this show has flown by, too.
It's been fun.
It's been really quick. We've seen a ton of different things. Fans starting to really show up. It's almost game time. Are you nervous?
No, not at all.
I mean, you're going to be center stage, and
don't mess it up. The student athletes are they're the stars. I got nothing to do with it. But you know what's been cool in the last hour or so to see all the different colors of the league.
Yes,
because I've never been to a cross country championship.
Me either.
And so I didn't know. I'm like, we're going to be out in the golf course, middle of South Bend, Indiana. Weather's not perfect, even though it finally stopped raining. I didn't know if anybody's going to be here. I'm stunned how many people are here.
Loaded
and
up.
It's almost every school's represented in some shape or form with the fans and stuff. So it's kind of neat.
It is. This just to see, the conference coming together. You and I both have never been to anything like this. And as you just said, I've seen every conference represented. Now, there's some that are more than others just because of proximity. But this is going to be really cool.
I would say, since the ladies get started first with the 6K at 10 a.m., and again, the coverage will be right here on ACC.
What would you run a 6K in right now, by the way?
Excuse me?
What would you run a 6K in?
Zero. 0.0 seconds.
Me too.
That's how quick I am in the 6K. 0.0. But I would not be surprised to see the Virginia Tech team get off to a blistering start, given the sugar rush.
You gave them the secret sauce.
You know, they reached, and again, Halloween's coming up on Sunday. I was impressed with the Virginia Tech women's cross country team with the master grab. It wasn't like one individual. No, they went handful. And I'm like, you know what? I like the aggressive nature. So we'll see if that pays off early in the race coming up here at the top of the hour.
Especially, you know, Coach came on earlier with us, and he was talking about strategy. And when it's all close, he said, you'll see some elbows.
Flying.
I mean, I think that candy's going to take them to another level.
Yeah, that was unique, I got to tell you. But it's going to be fun. But it's been a blast. And I do want to thank a bunch of folks before we get out of here, though. But Jim Phillips, of course, really kind of put this thing over the top, the commissioner of the ACC, because this was a goofy, off-the-cuff idea 2 years ago to ride around in the infamous Chariot of Champions, as we called it, but to zip it around the course and waving everybody, and you know, hopefully nobody got injured. Maybe that one guy did, but, you know, well, we got medics on the scene, so that should be okay. The other thing, too, I want to just say to my wife, if she's watching, you know, because we're leaving soon after this, and then I'm heading down to Clemson. I've got mud all over me, so she needs to make sure she packs another pair of jeans when she picks
me
up at the airport.
Come on,
so if she's still watching, you know, your husband, you know, can't go anywhere without getting something all over
him. This country boy got in the mud, Amy.
It's normally barbecue sauce all over the shirt, but this time it's South Bend mud all over the jeans. But we'll figure all that stuff out. But, man, it's been so much fun. And I love the fact that we've got elements, too, right? I told you all week, I don't want sunny, 65, no humidity. I wanted some wind, some rain, some cool, some briskness. We've had that.
You got it. You got all that. I mean, we are weathered hosts at this point. My camera crew doing an unbelievable
job.
They
did a great job.
Everything dry, keeping us dry. It's a crazy environment. I could not imagine running in this. We drove through the trail. We drove through the path. There's roots, there's concrete, there's mud puddles, there's uneven ground. I mean, it is truly a competition that is going to test everything, and it's going to be interesting. You know, some runners that are used to being down south, used to warmer weather, how much is this going to affect them?
Well, this is not a walk in the park,
no.
As we proved. And by the way, we've got highlights, apparently, of the Chariot of Champions zipping around the course and partaking. So we're going to play some of those while we talk over it, having a good time, in case you missed the highlights from earlier today. As we finally reached our goal, the shoe blimp at the Greensboro Coliseum was one thing where it looked like it was a Hindenburg reenactment getting ready to happen in Greensboro. But now that we've come to South Bend, Indiana, again, no one was injured.
No.
We stayed away from all the animals. Again, we saw a bunch of dogs out here, which, you know, I'm pro dog.
What was your top speed? Did you ever check?
You know, they told me the sucker can go up to 20.
Right.
Now, I didn't feel like we were going 20.
I don't think they factored 300 plus sitting beside you and a camera guy behind us.
Yeah, but I figured maybe if we ever got downhill with that kind of girth, we could really get that thing maybe up to
like
25
14?
Or 30.
Did you touch 14?
It didn't feel like 20. It really didn't. But again, right. When you're having fun, what do you care?
Yeah, who
right?
cares? Who cares? You had the wind in your face. Your hair's flying backwards.
Both hairs.
Like Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no doubt. Both hairs were flying in the wind. There's no doubt about
it
that.
It was a good time. This guy, I mean, he's doing donuts out here in the
well,
the rain.
Well, they told us, you know, they said, listen, Packer.
He's driving on the green.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with that move over there at all. They told us, listen, you got the Chariot. Thing seats like 20 people.
Right.
Don't go over the greens. I'm like, hey, I play golf. I know how this works. I'm not going through the traps. I'm not going over the greens. We're going to keep this thing between the ditches for the most part. There were a couple people we scared along the way, but that's okay. You know, it's all part of the gig. Look at these guys. They're waving us.
Let's go.
What's up, guys?
Look at that mustache.
Appreciate that. Looks good.
There you go, Tar Heels,
baby. You can always tell guys who've been drinking bourbon this early in the morning. I'll tell you that right now. And no question about that. It's kind of a perfect day for chili and a little bourbon. I got to be honest
with you. Chili right now, sign me up.
I can hear the PA guy in the background. I mean, we're almost there.
Ready.
By the way, do you know they're actually bringing another chariot to pick me up, take me over to the starting line?
I told you, you're the center stage. You're the most important person.
Am I living big here or what?
You are. And you're accomplishing all your dreams, all your goals.
Does Muffet McGraw, does she have like a studio over
now,
her? Wait a minute. Does Muffet McGraw have like a studio over her garage that I can kind of move in? Because I kind of feel like Mike Bray.
It's your new home, right?
I kind of feel like the king of Notre Dame
a little bit.
Big guy.
Jordan Cornette, scoot over.
Oh, forget Cornette.
I heard that his record might be in question. There's a couple of guys that we're thinking they might have a couple more blocks than we think.
I asked a couple people this morning at the crack of dawn if they heard of Jordan Cornette. They said, oh, yes, he's a famous fencer. I said, no, he's not a fencer.
He's a decent host, right?
He's a host. He's our buddy.
That's what he's known for.
Yeah, he's our buddy. But this has been a blast, though. And, again, I appreciate Jim Phillips, the ACC Network, who actually said, you know what, this is such a crazy, stupid idea. We're going to go do this. And
fully
we pulled
supported.
It off.
Took a picture with us. It's unbelievable.
Pulled it off.
Got to meet his great family.
Really great. By the way, on Monday, what do you think the topic, the headline in the ACC on Monday is going to be what?
Pit rolls. Wake makes a statement. I think those two teams are really going to remind everybody, okay, you know, we're here. We're here to do this. And honestly, the biggest thing we talked about earlier, the biggest thing for Wake is going to be that defense. We know about the offense. We love the offense. But can you put together all three phases like you did for half of the season so far? And I think they do that. I think they answer the bell.
All right. We're going to say it's going to be a crazy college football weekend. It always is. ACC championships are coming up here at the top of the hour. Cross-country championship starts with the ladies. We'll finish up with the men around 11 a.m. Many thanks to everybody here at Notre Dame. Just great, just terrific hosts. All the great folks back in Bristol, Chrissy and Josh and Drew, back row, the commissioner, Aaron Katzman, my partner, Eric McClain. I'm Mark Packer. Get ready. It's time to race on ACC Network.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.